Robbie Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning. And as we do every Friday morning, we welcome in our good friend Jared Stillman to the program, who, number one, has woken up to get on the show without me having to tweet last night. So I'm proud of you, Jared.
Yay.
And number two, has taken down Joe Rexroad in the Jared versus Joe competition this weekend for the first time in a while that I can remember. Jared, welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. By the way, I think that I truly earned my Jared versus Joe victory this week.
By writing the questions for Chase?
On the playing field. No. Yeah. I wrote the, you know, should the Titans be interested in Pete Carroll question. No. I think
he said you wrote them.
Chase said I wrote them?
Yes, he said it during the competition.
He's wrong. Oh, okay. I told him to ask the one about the coaching, coaching list. But more importantly, I do believe that I earned that victory because – you two, specifically Joe, called it a nothing burger with Vrabel's New England comments. And now in Joe's bombshell piece, it says that was a big deal to Amy Adams Strunk.
It's fair.
So I am here to claim a retroactive Jared versus Joe victory.
I must raise my hand.
Over Joe's nothing burger that he was so defiant in. And I got to say this. I'm about to call it the days of our athletic because – what I love about the athletic is that I have never seen more constant moving. And this isn't the reporting's fault, but it is amazing how it's like one day it is 6 weeks ago. The Titans were dead sure Mike Vrabel was going to be the coach. And literally the next day it's she was thinking about firing him last year. It is wild and crazy times out there in the athletic, kids.
Wild, crazy times. Make sure you go subscribe. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah. Well, there's so many things to apologize for here. You know, the nothing
it's
burger.
Too late.
We can get to no, it's not too late. We can get to the nothing burger
good
thing.
Song.
But I'd like to apologize one for when you not long ago on the air said multiple times that Mike Vrabel's the best coach in the NFL for not giving you more crap for that.
I was 2 years ago.
Also, I'd like to apologize for not buying into your excellent theory about the Christmas card that didn't have Rand Carthon on it. I mean, I think that's
how about that?
You were really onto something there.
How about that? They sent out a Christmas card, and reportedly they were thinking about firing him. But maybe this was that 6 weeks ago when they weren't thinking about firing him that they gave the thumbs up.
Well,
on the
you got to make those Christmas cards in advance, man. Yeah.
But now I have addressed the nothing burger.
I mean, if they don't put Vrabel or Rand or somebody on the Christmas card, I mean, they might have to fire Santa next year. running out of people to can.
Now, I will bring up Nothing Burger again, and I will say it again here. And I am, first of all, I will agree that, and Robbie and I, we could probably both say this, I definitely underestimated how it would be perceived. But the Nothing Burger aspect of it, I'm doubling down on. I absolutely don't think that Mike Vrabel intended with that speech to cause the ruckus he did or to rip the Titans. I don't think he meant that at all. And I feel that actually more strongly now, having gone through this week, than I did at the time. So you can disagree with me on that, but in terms of intent, it is a nothing burger. Now, in terms of the impact on other people, well, of course it isn't.
I will say this. I don't think his answer, like, to me about the – you know, the long word salad about their Super Bowls and then the, you know, think like a man, think like a dude. I don't think that did him any favors.
Well, I agree. I mean, obviously, internally, it did not do any favors. But as to your point on the days of our athletic and blah, 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 that's fine. You can take
your
shot.
See, here's my thing about this that people have to understand. Like, the truth is that I don't think Diana Russini told one lie the entire time. I think Diana Russini wasn't always told the truth, too.
Well, listen. Well, yeah, look.
I think she knows that. And I think that the only reason that she's not, you know, pointing that out or going off on that is because she doesn't want to burn the bridge with the Titans by doing that.
Well, look, the thing is, you can't – I mean, I can't look inside, you know, so if someone says something to you, you know, then – we all have to – I mean, I think you get in this business, you are going to say and write things that are untrue that people tell you.
Sure.
I mean, it's just – so I don't buy that Amy Adams Strunk genuinely thought about firing Mike Vrabel last year. If she did, I mean, I guess I could see it as sort of like, let's talk it over. Does it make sense to have a totally new clean slate? But had she fired Mike Vrabel a year ago, it would have been, I mean, you at the time saying Mike Vrabel is the best coach in the NFL would have been outraged.
I was third at that point. Oh, okay. I would have gone crazy.
Yeah, right. Everybody would have.
If they
Everybody
had lost that game with Josh Dobbs at quarterback by an inch, like that game kind of highlighted Vrabel's coaching. Like that was the game that defines it. Like no matter how many guys are out, Vrabel's team is going to be right there, you know. And so if they had lost that, like I thought that Jags game at the end of last year was kind of a, you know, a symbol of Vrabel's great coaching, the things that make him a good coach. If they had fired him after that, I mean, I said this to you off the air yesterday, Joe, like, I don't know if they would have gotten the stadium deal done. Like, I don't know if the city would have been so mad at the owner of the Titans for doing that, that they wouldn't have gone to their Metro Council people, and that the negativity would have been so high that it wouldn't have been a much tougher hurdle for the Titans to clear. And that's not sourced information or anything. I'm just telling you, that's how mad people would have been. It would have been 99% to 1% against firing Vrabel after last year. That's why I think there's no way that they truly considered that.
So, Jared, I want to go back to the Patriots thing for a minute, because there's a line in Joe and Diana's piece yesterday that, to me, if I'm a Titans fan, it bothers me. And, you know, there's plenty of blame to go on Vrabel's side of it, too. But going back to the comments that he made with the Patriots and all that stuff, this line from Joe and Diana's story, quote, "The whole event did not sit well with Strunk," a team source said. "She and Vrabel never talked about it, but she let it fester." If I'm a Titans fan, it bothers me that my owner did not go approach Mike Vrabel about this. Apparently something that bothered her so much, and yet she was unwilling to go talk to the coach about it. The communication with that franchise has got to get better as they go forward here.
I wonder, like, when Joe's doing the reporting for this, if it gets, you know, across his desk that, yeah, that New England nothing burger was a big deal to her, but she never, ever expressed her feelings about that to him. That as a reporter, your job is to report what happened, not to sit there. But at any point as a reporter, when you're having those conversations, do you not look at these people and say, well, why didn't you? I'm sorry. This was a big problem for you, but you didn't talk to him about it. Did you think it'd be a good idea to talk to him about it? You know, Maury Povich gives his idea sometimes, even when he's reading off whether or not the lie detector test determined that was a lie or whether or not somebody was the father. And, Joe, I'm wondering if you kind of did that with them, saying, like, wait a minute, hold on.
I'm glad we could bring Maury Povich in.
Yes,
you
yes.
mean to tell me that that bothered you and she or whatever inside source you had, Joe, looks at you and says, yeah. And you're saying, and you never went to him about it and said, hey, I did feel like this was a slight. No?
It's a fair question to bring up, Jared. I'll go ahead and a couple things. One, you know, as with anything like this, maybe 15% of information we got was written here, right? Because, you know, I mean, like, you have to, again, you're trying to be fair and have things that you can corroborate, but some things are what someone felt, right? I mean, you can't prove it, you can't corroborate it. But I will go ahead and tell you that Amy Adams Strunk did not speak to me for this piece, Jared. So I'll go ahead and tell you that, okay? And also, I will tell you that my understanding is that there's some people very unhappy with what I wrote, not this, but my column about Amy Adams Strunk. And so I, you know, but I haven't heard from those people, you know, in person. So, you know, there's a little peel back of the curtain. But it's a very fair question that you ask. And, look, I said it earlier on this show. I mean, lack of communication is – I think that's verified here, right? Why? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But to me, it is on both of them. Yes, it's on her. Robbie said it. She runs this organization. You're his boss. Like, clear the air. Also, though – Vrabel, and by the way, on the Nothing Burger thing, Jared, I said this at the Jared versus Joe. I said, obviously, it was a mistake back then, which I probably won that day, but whatever, I don't know. But I said it was a mistake because obviously people are taking it this way. So, I mean, it's been a long time since that's been acknowledged. It was taken poorly, okay? But real quick, I need to ask both of you something.
Okay.
You bring up the Russini report from a few weeks ago, Jared. And so the information we got was, one, yes, you know, there was, like, obviously, the Titans wanted it out there. Mike Vrabel is coming back. But also that, hey, Mike, read this and feel good about it. Do you buy that?
Not really.
So what do you think it is?
You know, I've actually thought a lot about that the last couple of days the last 2 days since I read that. I don't know what the Titans were doing, but I can't imagine that the Titans would put out there, hey, we want Mike to feel good about this, so we're going to basically lie when it comes to telling Diana this when we don't have to do any of that. I don't know. Like, maybe it was like a test of the water to see how the fans would react. Maybe it was a test to see, you know, if that would get New England to, you know, really, you know, pump it up about, you know, wanting to trade for Vrabel. I have no idea. I don't believe that 6 weeks ago. I mean, all these things can't be true. They couldn't have considered changing Vrabel at the end of last season and have been absolutely positively sure that Vrabel was going to be the coach 6 weeks
ago.
Well,
I'm going to push back on that, Jared, because you can consider something and then say, nope, going forward with Vrabes. Vrabes and Carthon are going to work together, and that's that. You can, I mean,
But 6 weeks ago? And then they went 3-4 after that?
Right. But I'm with you. But also, what happened in the meantime? I mean, that's the time period of no communication because of the New England thing, right?
Well, that's why I don't buy the, like, even if that was their intent to just, I don't know, like gaslight Vrabel of, hey, we love you, all that stuff. You know how you avoid all that stuff? Walk down the hallway and go talk.
I agree.
I don't understand it.
I'm with you. I think they wanted to quiet the noise, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they wanted to quiet the noise.
I mean
maybe you're right.
Is,
maybe you're trying to, you know, pump up his value, but they didn't trade him.
And I'm sure they have their explanations for all of this. Like, and I, you know, again, as a reporter, you know, for you, Joe, you can only report what they tell you. It's not like you can sit there and look inside somebody's soul and see. You can't strap them to a polygraph and say, you know, did you know you were going to fire Mike Vrabel on Thanksgiving when Diana wrote that report?
What happened on the plane from Green Bay? Really?
Well, you can't do that because polygraph, you give you kind of yes or no answers or whatever. Well, no, I think you can ask open-ended questions on that. Whatever. So I do think, like, it's hard to know, like, exactly what they thought, but – and they may have their own explanations for all of this stuff. But I knew, like, I didn't trust that Diana report when it came out because the Titans, in my opinion, did not tell the truth about Mike Mularkey. And I understand the idea that these are fluid situations. And I understand the idea that, you know, hey, maybe that day when she put out that statement, there is a chance that she thought that this was going to work with Mike Mularkey going forward. That might be the case. I just don't believe that. And it's like, you know, with the Predators last year when they said, you know, David Poyle chose on his own with absolutely no assistance and no pushing to retire himself. That might be true. I don't think it is. They've told me it's true, but I don't think that that's true. And it's okay to sometimes think that somebody's not telling you the truth. And the Titans, unfortunately, whatever the reason may be, for why they said that about Mularkey and then fired him, why they said that about Vrabel and then fired him. The truth is the Titans say a lot of things and then they ultimately end up not doing them. And I guess that's just how I feel about it. And I don't want to call them liars, but it's hard for me not to feel that way.
We worked a polygraph test and Maury Povich into this. Jared, well done. Nice job.
And
a game this morning.
They weren't used together.
That is true. Yeah. Separate pieces there. It's good stuff.
Well done.
Jared, have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Joe, I look forward to more reporting in The Athletic this week.
Yeah, I'm taking a nap, buddy.
You're see you, Jared.
Okay, bye. Okay.
You're not going to work this week?
I don't know.
Coaching
we'll see.
Search going on.
Yeah.
And you're going to be covering UT basketball.
That's right. It's hoop season. Let's go. Hoop season.
It's coach season around here.
Yeah, okay. I'll show up at the presser.
Thank you, Jared.
See you guys.
Jared Stillman with us every Friday morning at 7 o'clock. We'll react to what Jared had to say next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.